Man, he's fresh off of the Kevin Hart roast here.
Yeah.
Big Jay Oakerson, welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good,
hey.
Thank you. Great job on the roast.
Oh, thank you.
How
I should have been more controversial, I guess.
No.
I did you go in thinking you were going to be, and then you're sitting there and listening, you're like, oh yeah, okay.
They buried me, yeah.
No, I wasn't. I've told people this at this point now that it was such a blur. I was so terrified before I went up. And then when it was over, it was such like a release, like emotional release that I don't know if I remember anything from after it either.
Wow.
Staring at my knees.
Yeah, that's got to be tough.
I didn't blow it.
Sitting there, you know, all your peers are there. You know everyone's going to watch it.
Yeah.
You want to run your stuff through your head as you're sitting there just to kind of make sure you have it all in place and in order. But if you don't listen to everything everyone's saying, you're going to miss it. So you got to be focused on what's being said.
Yeah.
What's that like sitting there waiting to go up?
I was pretending to do both of those things.
Gotcha. What were you really doing?
I was staring at my knees and thinking that maybe something humongously tragic will happen before I go on, and we can end this.
Oh no!
I won't have to go on.
The ceiling will cave in or something. Yeah, fire.
Yes. Anything they go, oh man, well, it would have been great if I got to do it. But
I was so ready.
Man, probably would have been the set of the night, but man, what are you going to do? Life happens, right? Such is life.
Well, you got one of the biggest laughs of the night when you did that Rest in Peace.
Oh my God, yeah.
Keith Robinson. It was such a special moment for me too, because it really, you know, the story is a true story that I told, and Keith really is the guy who brought me and Kevin out of Philadelphia, so I was so happy to be able to incorporate him that way.
And, how much
I remember when I was getting ready to do it, they were like, well, what if you call this out and not a lot of people know who Keith Robinson is? And I said, I'm counting on that.
Yeah.
Right.
That's exactly what I'm counting on. Is no one's going to know, so a whole arena will clap for someone who's alive and sitting amongst them.
Right,
right.
You look jelly shocked.
The greatest thing was the picture they put up on screen was almost like he looked exactly. Then they went to him in the audience. So the screen is like angels and like wings and rest in peace.
They made me dial back. I said they ended up going Rest in Power, but at one point I had Rest in Power King, but they were like, "That's too
fake." Great.
Were there any jokes that you wanted to do that the, you know, whoever the powers that be said no?
No. I guess I was lucky in that regard. They didn't comb through anything of mine and make me take anything out, and I didn't leave anything on the floor. I thought I didn't have enough stuff when it was all said and done. It was fine time-wise. I even went a little bit over, I guess, which I think everybody did.
What did they give you, 5 minutes?
5 minutes, yeah.
5 minutes.
All right, where were you, around 8 minutes, 40 seconds?
I landed about eight something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not terrible, but it was all good.
No, so. That's good. It was all good stuff.
It was all good, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing in that that
you can't take anything out of it.
Could be or should be cut out.
Exactly.
No, I know it's so funny too when the people are combing through it now and finding out what they're angry about or not angry about.
Right.
You know, different things. There's so many. The argument keeps coming through. It's like, you know, I remember Cheryl Underwood. I did the jokes about, I did black jokes about Cheryl Underwood, and they're like, well, that's kind of lazy. I'm like, well, I don't know her.
Yeah.
Like, I've never met her before.
She took a lot of shots.
Like, yeah.
I mean, your stuff about the husband and stuff was crazy, but I mean, it was all run through her beforehand, apparently, and like, you know, and she is maybe one of the most delightful people I've ever met, like out of the gate.
She seems it.
So sweet. I've never met her before. I never had the pleasure before, and she was so great.
That's cool.
And you met, so you knew she was great before you did the jokes.
I happened to meet her there. They kind of kept us all apart, really, and. Especially on the rehearsals, but I happened to bump into her at one of the rehearsals, and she was just like, I mean, she approached me with like how sweet she was. She was fantastic.
And
it's so funny that a lot of the beefs are like, you know, on her behalf, it seems, and she's like,
right,
I'm fine.
And she doesn't care. And yeah, everyone's all mad about these jokes on her.
Yeah.
Well, not everyone, a few.
Well, I said I feel bad also that said she went to this roast and agreed to these jokes, and now she has to go be the. just to go be like the beacon for all these white boys to be okay because right. of making fun of her. It seems like a crazy position to put her in.
It is weird. Were you surprised by Chelsea Handler coming out and being so negative about it?
The only reason I was, and I've said this as much, I am a, I don't know if a rube's the right word, but I mean, I'm so like boyishly like bright-eyed going into these things
yeah.
with all these celebrities and everything that like when it's over, I said, I had such a sense when it was over of like, wow, all of us are bonded now over this crazy thing we just did.
Right.
That was so like, you know, the biggest live thing on television in the world tonight that most people watched, and what an amazing, and then so it's like anybody from it going on things now and being like, what a nightmare. Like, oh, really? Like,
yeah.
I thought we just all were part of this huge, crazy thing.
Yeah, I think if you have a roast and you invite Big J Okerson, Shane Gillis, and Tony Hinchcliffe,
yeah.
you know you're going to get old school kind of tough crowd humor punch you in the throat.
It's going to be a ride, yeah.
No holding back.
Right.
Say whatever you think is funny. Not be afraid. No fear.
Yeah.
And like for her to come out and say, oh, I was offended. Like no one cares what your meter is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. You know who you were.
Yeah.
My guess would be, you know, and there's something that I almost understand her perspective, at least of like whatever she's feeling, maybe, is because, you know, the Tony Hinchcliffe joke and the Shane joke, and then even to a lesser degree, the Pete Davidson, Charlie Kirk joke. Oh, everybody was funny. This guy was funny. No one was about who
was. Jay, we're losing you.
Yeah, your phone's cutting out big time. I think Chelsea's doing it.
It's funny. As soon as we start talking about her, his phone started cutting out.
Interesting.
There is something to that.
She's playing with a wire.
But you make a great point that, by the way, Big J Okerson's on the phone. He's at New York Comedy Club in Stanford tonight and tomorrow. Awesome. And are you going to be doing anything about the roast tonight and tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't think if it comes up maybe in talking to the crowd at all.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, I'm not prepared for it. I feel like it seems to be, like I said, it would be nice to, at some point, for someone to just go, it's like, I thought the roast was fun. But, you know, the loudest people are the ones who are either going to be defending or condemning.
Yeah.
Well, you made a great point that everyone was talking about what you guys did.
Yeah.
No one was talking about Chelsea until she started complaining, and then people started talking about it. So she got her attention, not through her set, but by complaining about what other comedians did.
Yeah.
Which, if you're a comedian, you want to get talked about for what you said.
Exactly.
Not for complaining.
Right.
Yeah, it's very strange that everyone was opening themselves up to, like, I said, also policing comedy. I've been having a lovely back and forth with D.L. Hewley.
Oh, goodness.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, D.L. Hewley made complaint. I think he put up a clip where he inferred I was a Nazi, which I thought was pretty crazy.
That word gets used a lot now.
So overused, yeah.
Seriously.
It's used so much that it's even made its way down to Jewish people like myself.
There's a switch. Huh?
That's a good one.
That's weird.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Nazis, apparently, I haven't looked into it, but apparently they've really loosened up their hiring policies.
Much more inclusive.
Part of the EEO.
Yeah, right.
I haven't looked into the Nazi party recently. They've opened up their practices like that? Okay. Put their light on membership.
Tony was saying that during his set, his teleprompter went down.
I didn't notice that, but it's very possible.
Yeah.
He said it could be a technical glitch or anything.
Yeah, I question if it was a technical glitch or on purpose.
Chelsea.
Yeah.
She's in the mainframe.
But you told a great story about being on Long Island during Hurricane Sandy. Was that all true?
The whole story was true, yeah, completely.
Wow.
I don't mean great that you lost everything. That part wasn't right.
No,
but I mean, that story, I've had that story pocketed for, you know, I've told it on, obviously, my broadcast and stuff for the years.
Big J Okerson's on the phone. Tonight, he's at the New York Comedy Club in Stanford. He's there tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Whereabouts on the island were you?
Freeport, Long Island.
So okay. Yeah.
Right on the water there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, I didn't have a house on the water by any stretch, but it was.
It came to you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It battered everybody. We remember that one. That was brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you're in it right now.
You're in Freeport right now.
Yeah.
we did it. I'm back in the water. I'm visiting the site.
But yeah, no, that was a really great story. Like, so you lose everything, and then Kevin Hart starts reaching out to you, and you didn't return his call.
Yeah, he was calling because he said he wanted to give me money to kind of help.
Yeah.
And I was so embarrassed that I just couldn't even help myself in this moment and how little money I had and to fix this problem. And yeah, and then he was trying to call. I didn't answer because I was too ego. Like, you know, my pride was too much. Yeah. I didn't want to take his help. And then he offered me $10,000, or he said he's trying to give me $10,000. And our mentor, Deed Robinson, yeah, he called me and he said he wants to give you this money. And I said, I'm not taking it. It's too much money. It's crazy. And he pointed out that it was insultingly low.
Oh. Well, if Ken wants to call me, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Give my number.
It's the perspective from it. For me, I was like, well, it's fictitious money that I could never ever repay in a million years. Yeah. And now realizing as he was wrapping up Think Like a Man Part 2, you're probably going to throw me a little bit more.
Right. That's right. Exactly.
I thought you were a standout in roast, and it was good to see you on there. And now
people can
see him tonight.
Exactly.
Tomorrow night.
Got to go.
At the New York Comedy Club, Stamford. Hey, Jay, anytime you want to come on, you're always welcome here.
Yeah, man.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
All right, brother.